I'm Michael Gerling.
And I'm Bob Warren.
This is your home for local music.
For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 and 106.1 EXT.
Blue fountain pen ink in her mother's hand, family recipe borrowed from a friend. Sally's name in the upper right-hand corner of a 3x5 card, yellowed and stained. Two egg whites, 2/3 cup sugar, a half cup chocolate chips, a dash vanilla, a quarter cup chopped nuts. Pearl Harbor Day, our family was in tatters. God took our mother away, wheeled her out the door. We had to clear the house out down in Florida, with errant golf balls bouncing off the roof, sorting through what did and didn't matter, with no real idea what we were doing. The car was packed with stuff. Zeros and ones, that's what we're left today. A pixelated shell of what we threw away. The sweet crunch of a forgotten cookie. My mother's hazel eyes when she laughed. The truth that we missed when we weren't looking. No, you can't Google that. Blue fountain pen ink in her mother's hand, family recipe borrowed from a friend.
So we're live at EXT and dropping by Bob Warren and Michael Gerling to play together. I didn't ask them why this was happening at first, other than that I know there's a show coming. Do you guys play together often?
We've supported each other over the years. I played when Michael first came to the area and formed a really nice band. I actually became part of it and was a backup singer and player for Michael. And Michael's done shows with me where he's sat in and played on some songs. We help each other with our recording projects, both actually in performing and lending critical advice as we go along the way. But this is the first time that we are planning and rehearsing for a joint show. Yeah. Where we each will get to do our songs, particularly focusing on songs from our two newest albums, and some of them alone, but a lot of them together. So it's going to be fun.
And those two new albums that Bob's talking about, Bob's My Town and Family Recipe, the song we just heard, the title track from
That's
that
right.
album.
Yeah.
It's been several years then that you guys have known each other, right?
Oh, goodness. Since either 1980 or late 70s, something like
yeah.
that. So a very long time.
Yeah.
And you know, I actually left out, we had a rock band together
Oh my gosh, we did.
Called, yeah, called the Hobo Sales.
It's coming back.
It's coming back to you now.
Yeah, we used to play in Albany and stuff.
Yeah,
that's right.
We did.
I remember that now.
This playing together part. Now, obviously, if you've recorded with each other periodically, helping each other on each other's records, you've done some of that. But this is a little different, I would think. Right?
Definitely.
Oh, it is. I mean, because I always know Michael's songs. I always listen to his songs as he writes them and as albums come out. But I don't necessarily sit down and learn how to play them. So,
yeah, it's
so it's a whole other thing. And then I know that Michael and I are very much the same in that we have arrangements in our minds as we write a song and complete a song. And we like there to be certain elements that reappear, with reliability. So part of the playing, and I think I can say for both of us, is knowing when to add something, but also knowing when to stay out. Michael's a great guitar player, so a lot of the figures that he plays, there's no reason for me to be banging along with it. If there's little places in between where I can actually add something that helps, that's what I hope to do.
I would think that for both of you, this is a cool challenge to take on too, right? Because you're inserting into something that's already existing,
yeah,
a little piece of you.
Well, it is, and also neither of us are sidemen. We're used to being the front guy, and we just play the song and let the other people do all that stuff. So it's a bit of a challenge to take that role on, and I mean it's healthy. It's a good thing to do. I don't practice lead guitar licks or anything, so.
Well, I have to say, in the last few years, I actually have to some degree, because I've been playing with Gene O'Connor and the New Standard, and that asked me to be a couple of things. It asked me to be that sideman, but also to play an electric guitar, which I grew up doing, but when the folk craze hit and I sold the electric and I got an acoustic, I kind of went in that direction.
We're live at EXT. Bob Warren and Michael Jerling are here. If they want to find more information about this, where is it easy to send them?
Well, you can go to either of our websites with links, or bobwarren.com or Michael Jerling, JERLING.com. You'll find the information there.
What would you guys like to play next? What song?
I'll do the title song from my album, My Town. This is where I make my home. Watch the rising of the sun. Hang my hat when day's done. My town. Not the place where I was born, but the place where I am from. Where my lost became my found, my town. Once you are where you belong, in the place that makes you strong, there comes a peace you've never known. My town. when my final days come. I will lay my body down and melt into the sweet, sweet ground, my town.
I'm Michael Jerling.
And I'm Bob Warren.
This is your home for local music.
For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 and 106.1 EXT.
Two, one, two, three. I'm gonna grab my gun and head for the hills. I'll get so lost that I can't be found. I'm gonna get so lost that I can't be found. I'll live like a mole in the ground. Live like a mole in the ground. Sail to an island, scuttle my boat. I'll do the backstroke, go round and round. I'm gonna do the backstroke, go round and round. When the tide takes a higher ground, when the tide takes a higher ground. Fly to the desert, find a cave. I pretend that I live on Mars. I'm gonna pretend that I live on Mars. I'll poke my head out to see the stars. Poke my head out to see the stars. Halfway to hell, there's a pleasant glow. Shadows of home in my rearview mirror. Shadows of home in my rearview mirror. I never thought it could happen here. I never thought it could happen here. Home in my rearview mirror. I never thought it could happen here. I never thought it could happen here. Na 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 na.
live at EXT with Local 518, Michael Jeerling, Bob Warren. That's Michael's song, I Never Thought. The album he's got out is called Family Recipe, and Bob's album is My Town. And we have a very special treat with the two of them playing and singing together today.
This is fun.
Really fun. It's a lot of fun for me. Thank you guys for doing this. There's obviously some nice admiration here going on between the two of you about each other's stuff. So I'm gonna put you both on the spot just a little bit and say, if you could pick one or two things about the other that you really love and you thought, wow, that is so cool that Michael or Bob does this.
For me, Bob's musicality I would like to be better at. He really is very inventive with chords and musical structures, and also just his grasp of harmony and he writes that. That's part of his writing. It's an integral part, and those are two things that I feel I don't have a great grasp on. We have a lot of things in common, I think, also, but those are some things that I wish I was better at.
I will say that Michael is a great song craftsman. There are a lot of people who are great craftsmen at songs. Some songs, we as writers, we feel them deeply, or maybe a little less so deeply, but they're intriguing to us in some way, or it's not necessarily a subject that has to be deep. But being a craftsman is an important part of it. But I have to say, more than just about anybody I know, and I've heard a lot of songs over the years. I've been very integral part of Cafe Lena and other places, and I hear writers come through, and I listen to recordings like we all do. For me, there are very few people, if anyone, who can take a song to the depth that Michael has taken a few of his songs. There are just a few that just, it's hard, almost difficult for me to listen to them because they're so powerful.
They touch you.
Yeah. He touched something or was brave enough to go there where maybe some of us stay back and shy away from it. I wish that I had exactly that ability to do that. I think I have that ability to some degree, but Michael's got it.
And that's we've both really occasionally amazing. Said to each other, I wrote a Bob Warren song today. and he told me he's written a Michael Jeerling song. So, you know, we realize we've influenced each other as well.
Oh, this is great. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and sharing
you.
This with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Eddie Award winning disc jockey.
it's great. Here's the ad. The station is such a force in the area, and it means so much to us as musicians, particularly musicians who aren't necessarily filling places every weekend, you know, with dance music or whatever, but doing what we do, to have you here for us. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for making the music for us. It's great stuff. We're live at EXT. Bob Warren, Michael Jeerling here. BobWarren.com, MichaelJeerling.com to find more information about your records. What would you guys like to finish up with?
All right.
Something silly.
Yeah, something silly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is called I Hate the Color You Painted My Old House. Drive through the old hood. Sunny day, I was feeling good until I turned down to my old lock, where my jaw just dropped from shock. Slammed on the brakes, went into a skid to witness the terrible thing you did. Well, I hate the color you my old house. Bet you went down to the hardware store and said, don't sell me none of that Benjamin or no. Give me the cheapest paint in the place, lacking in both restraint and taste. Maybe some cans of rejected paint that made the original customer faint. Well, I hate the color you painted my old house. Oh, Well, you might have played it safe. Not you. On the cutting edge of all that's new, an artistic free spirit, your inner child, roller in hand, then go, gone wild, rendered the walls in a bubble gum, the shutters in salmon, bologna, tongue well, I hate to color you, painted my old house. This is Bob Warren.
And I'm Michael Jeurling. This is 97.7 and 106.1 EXT.
Support the music at wextradio.org.